Obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
All right. So the Bible says concerning, can you imagine? Okay. So concerning spiritual gift, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Is that what you have in your Bible? So concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now, I think I've told you already in USM and in a couple of messages that the word gift is italicized, meaning that was not in the original. So originally, the scripture reads as follows, or it reads, now concerning spiritual, I would not have you ignorant. Hallelujah. And the word spiritual does not refer to, it doesn't refer to a mysterious place that we have to teach you. Like how the religions of the world would do yoga and, you know, so you do this, you recite this, you do that. That's not what it's talking about. The word spiritual there in the Greek is pneumatikos. Pneumatikos. Now, pneuma is spirit, tikos is things. So, pneumatikos means the things of the spirit. Hallelujah. So, the scripture is that concerning the things of the spirit, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Tell somebody, concerning the things of the spirit.
Concerning the things of the spirit.
Concern, may we are supposed to be talking about sin, but then I've vetoed it. We are going to talk about spiritual emphasis. All right? Extended. So that, because there are a lot of things I want to teach that I can't just, you know, put it under the carpet. So concerning the things of the spirit, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. In other words, when somebody gets born again, the person, one of the things the person has to learn is the things of the spirit. Are we together in this place now?
Yes,
so, and it's amazing. Paul places significant emphasis on the things of the spirit. Now, if we go to the churches, if we go to many churches today, people know about keys, seven keys to prosperity, how to get a good wife, how to get a good husband, seven things to do when you marry, seven things to do to keep a woman. And these things are taught in church. The point that now the church teaches on sex. So you see a pastor who goes to buy panties and he's wearing them on top of his trouser in church. And all kinds of stuff. Paul is saying that there's one thing that every Christian has to know, and it is not marriage. There's one thing every Christian has to know, and it is not business. It is not how to make money. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. See, if Paul comes to the earth today and see the church that he built with the apostles, and the things that we emphasize on, he'll be shocked. Praise the name of the Lord. See, the church is not supposed to teach about everything. We have to understand that, okay? The church is not supposed to teach about everything. Say, I mean, in the church, we have to teach about finance. We have to teach about marriage. We have to teach about courting. We have to teach about dating. We have to teach about this and that and this and that. The Bible is very emphatic on the things that the church is supposed to teach. And one of the things that Paul places high emphasis on is the things of the Spirit. Because without it, without the proper knowledge of the things of the Spirit, we become extremely ineffective. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Without
the teaching of the things of the Spirit, we become extremely inefficient. Praise the name of the Lord. So, when one gets born again, the school the person ought to attend in the church should be called the school of the Spirit, where the Spirit and his things are taught. Come on, hallelujah. Where the Spirit and his things are taught. So that by the time you've spent a little time in the church, we will see you manifesting or walking in the things of the Spirit. See, and the things of the Spirit is not just about the gift. The gift is, all right, so the gift of the Spirit, let's say, encompasses all the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So we have the things of the Spirit, and that the things of the Spirit, we would say, is the gift plus the manifestation of the gift plus the environment and the atmosphere created for the conducive manifestation of those things. Praise the name of the Lord. For instance, the Bible says in Thessalonians that despise not prophesying. 5:20. I think it's second, right? Second or first? Fine. No, first. Check first. Let's see. He says that despise not prophesying. No, no, no. Quench not the Spirit. That's what I want to say. 5:20. Quench not the Spirit. Now, when he says quench not the Spirit, have you found it? Okay. So, no, go to, good. Quench not the Spirit. Now, in the Greek, it does not read quench not the Spirit, because you can't quench the Spirit. The Spirit is very independent. You can't quench the Spirit. It is better read as quench not the things of the Spirit. Quench not pneumaticals. Don't quench the things of the Spirit. Oh, I'll teach you things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Quench not the things of the Spirit. It means that the gift of the Spirit can be put out. The word quench means to put out. All right? Like how a fire begins to burn and you go, like how you turn off a candle. So don't quench the things of the Spirit. The word actually then we can say is don't discourage the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. In the positive, we'll say encourage the things of the Spirit in your life. And then the next verse now comes to tell you despise not prophesying. Despise not prophesying, meaning that do not hold in contempt the gift of prophecy. So in context, we are talking about the gift of the Spirit. So he says, don't quench the things of the Spirit. Now that means there are things we do that quenches, there are things we do that quench the Spirit. Hallelujah. And there are things we do that put a flame, that increases the inferno, the violence of the fire. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that means whatever the state of the manifestation of the Spirit that is evident in your life now is a proof of how you have encouraged or discouraged the things of the Spirit. But think about it. You go to church and you tell Christians, let's say we are here, we say, begin to laugh in the Holy Ghost. Now somebody is thinking, what are you talking about? How do I laugh in the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. You know, I think it was this week or something, I saw Pastor Enoch. dancing in the Holy Ghost. The moment I saw the video, I got slain. It was like a socket was turned on. Wham! Like, this is my thing. Wham! Now, there are Christians that watch it and just go to the next video. I did not plan to fall down. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He's not even somebody I listen to. But you see, I'm so conscious of the things of the Spirit that it cannot pass me by. I was watching Carrie's camp meeting by Reverend Chris Onainka. And you know, they have a session where over how many people? Thousands of people. And then you meet in twos in the camp. You turn and, like we say, hold your hands in a circle. Two, three, two, three. Then you say, prophesy in tens. So Ezra prophesies, and then you prophesy, and then you prophesy. Praise the name of the Lord. So like we say, hold the hands of a brother and begin to speak into the life of the brother. And you go, No. So encourage the things of the Spirit. What are you going to do? You say, prophesy. Prophesy to each other. And you see, that's what is in the Bible. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, let one prophesy. When he's done, the other prophesy. So we can be in church and you prophesy, and the church is filled with prophecies. Praise the name of the Lord. So he says, don't quench the things of the Spirit. Now, people come to church and you shout, glory! And they're sitting down, glory! And they're saying, glory, 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 glory! Before they start saying glory, you have to wind them. The Bible says, do not discourage the things of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. You know, like people are seated in the church, and then, you know, the pastor says, get up. How many of you are ready? Take it. And everybody goes down. And a Christian can sit down and be like, what is this? Do not discourage the things of the Spirit. You know, like a Christian that says that I will never fall down can never manifest the gift of the Spirit. Do you know why? He does not even know what it is. He can't encourage the things of the Spirit. A Christian that will say, laugh in the Holy Ghost. You watch Papa Hagen's meetings and he go, and then this, and everybody's laughing and people are going, and you are thinking that these people are fool. No. The moment your mind is tuned in, you can't control it. You cannot control the moment. See, the thing is that the moment you are asking questions and you are contemplating what is this, what is that, it means that concerning the things of the Spirit, you are ignorant. Because see, you want to make meaning of it before you manifest it. It's like you praying for somebody to pray in tongues and the person is quiet and you're asking the person what, the person is saying that it's a gift. I'm waiting for it to come. Praise the name of the Lord. I saw in Papa Higgins' meeting, it was a Holy Ghost service, and somebody got filled with the Spirit, and the person jumped the pulpit and was walking in the people like over the people. Hallelujah. Somebody will see, a Christian will see and say, what is the Holy Ghost? Is a dove, he's gentle. Concerning the things of the Spirit, do not be ignorant. And it's not when we are in church alone. Hallelujah. You can shout glory when you feel like your emotions are down. It's not always prayer. Catch up. No. There are times you have to laugh when nothing is funny. So the Bible says, concerning the things of the Spirit, do not be ignorant. There's something spiritual laughter does. Hallelujah. There's something shouting in the Holy Ghost. There's something it does. There's something jumping around and agalioing. There's something it does to your spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And it does to your mind. You cannot be a Christian a whole month if not shouting. You've been living a very quiet life. A tenant said, "The phone, but I know I'm one about from Kakra." Glory! And you know, somebody can. So, have you received? Have you won a lottery or something? You can't be shouting every day like that. Concerning the things of the spirit, do not be ignorant. I think I'll take time and teach you about symptoms of being filled with the spirit. It's very important. When people were filled by the spirit, both in the Old and in the New Testament, their actions were never normal. It's one of the major ways you see that somebody is filled with the spirit. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And the Bible says, and the spirit came upon Elijah and he started running. He ran. And the spirit, the Bible says, and the spirit came heavily on Samson. And he rented the lion like one would have rented a kid. Hallelujah. So if you become ignorant of the spirit, let me cool down. Let's do what we have to do. When, if you become ignorant of the spirit, you will not be able to be efficient. You can't be efficient. See, all that we are and all that we have is in the spirit. When you read, let's go to verse 13. Same book, same chapter, verse 13. Now put it in ESV. King James says, for by one spirit, ESV gets it right. He says, for in one spirit were we all baptized into one body. Now that gives you the, and remember, he's still discussing spiritual gifts. He's still discussing the things of the spirit. And he comes to say that in one spirit, in the Holy Ghost, we were all immersed into the body of Christ. So, in one spirit, in other words, in our placement in the spirit, hallelujah, or we were placed in the spirit and immersed into Christ. Now this tells you, it gives you the identity of the man who is born again, that the man who is born again is located in the spirit in Christ. So that means that if that man is going to be functional in the body, he cannot do that without the spirit. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
He cannot do that without the spirit. Everything that the Christian can manifest is in the spirit. Now, so it is very important that we understand that the gift of the spirit, like I told you in the USM, is not far-fetched. That's where you began. In fact, that is what characterizes you as a Christian. Who is a Christian? A Christian is not somebody who goes to church. A Christian is somebody who manifests the gift of the spirit. You should understand that first of all. Praise the name of the Lord. On Wednesday, we're having contract lectures. And then the lecturer, I'm at the other side, and then at the far end at the other side, the lecturer noticed that a lady was on the ground. So he mentioned the name of the lady. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? I went in the class. I didn't do anything, you know. And then she couldn't get up. So I'm just sitting there. I wanted to know what exactly the problem was. And then say, he can't get up.
He's breathing, whatever. And then there's one guy in the class, take him, bring him into my car. I say, bring him to your car, okay? Leave there. Shapaye! Out! Out! Yeah. I'm about to tell you something funny. I said, please, I want to go. Can I say, you are not going anywhere. You are healed. You are not going anywhere. I said, get her water. When we're done, now my lecturer said that as part of the assessment, class participation is 5 marks. That's also awful. You have your 5 marks. With the healing, I'll call you 5 marks. In a law class. Hallelujah. I walk in the spirit. One more time. I walk in the spirit. So the Bible says, for by one spirit, for in one spirit, your beginning is the spirit. You should understand that. We are not making progress to go and get the spirit. What identify, you see, the gift of the spirit is supposed to be your day-to-day life. Okay? It's supposed to be your day-to-day life. And when you understand this, you have already encouraged the flow of the spirit. So he says, I don't want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to be ignorant. Why are you not supposed to be ignorant? Because you were by the spirit or in the spirit immersed into Christ or immersed into the body of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't need extra prayer to get the gift to come. You don't need extra fasting to get the gift to come. When you get born again, you are identified by the Spirit and His gifts. Come on, are we together in this place now? Yes, sir. Say, I am characterized.
I am characterized.
One more time, I'm characterized, by the gift of the Spirit.
By the gifts of the Spirit.
So think about it. Without the gift of the Spirit, what is the proof of our Christianity? What's the proof of our faith without the gift of the Spirit? Nothing. We wouldn't be different from Muslims. We wouldn't be different from Buddhists. We wouldn't be different from the traditional people. Even for them, they have a little something to prove. So when you got born again, you were immersed into the body in the Spirit. So if you become ignorant of the Spirit, if you begin to learn more of the world and less of the Spirit, you will not be functional. If you keep learning more of the world, more of the things of the world, you'll be very ignorant on the things of the Spirit. Because, you see, it will not make sense. It will not make sense. Hallelujah. It will not make sense. I was having a discussion with my brother, and he was talking to me about his friend who said his business was going down. He was in oil, whatever, in MPP, so change of government and blah, 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 and he's being chased here and there and what have you and all of that. And the man carried his land that was in the spot of town and carried it and gave it to a startup church that after I'm done with this, I should have my peace. Why would a human being think like that? Concerning the things of the Spirit. Now, if you have learned more of the world and less of the Spirit, and this is your husband, that day, there will be no peace in the house. Because you're not going to understand why we are being chased and you go and give a land for peace. Who does that? Whether it works or it doesn't work, concerning the things of the Spirit, I would have you not to be ignorant.
Praise God. So it is very important and critical that the things of the Spirit are learned, because that is where we become effective. The manifestation of the Spirit. Despising not prophesying, quenching not the things of the Spirit, making sure that always you are encouraging the things of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see the manifestation of the Spirit. You know, some people will just see, oh, maybe I'm ministering to the sick, and they are sitting down. You will never be able to manifest it. Why? Let's look at what the man of God said. 14, 1 Corinthians verse 1. All right. Every one of us, 1, 2, go.
Mm-hmm. And desire spiritual gifts, but rather that he may prophesy.
Follow after charity. Now, he's not talking about sister charity. He's talking about love, right? So, follow after love. Now, I'm not talking about love now. And desire spiritual gifts. Now, he's talking to a church that is full of spiritual gifts, and he's telling them, desire it. I've made some corrections. Paul had made some corrections from chapter 1 down, and he's here now. And he's coming to talk to them about the proper manifestation of tongues. And he begins by telling them he's dealt with fornication in the church. He's dealt with division in the church. He's dealt with this one fighting this and this one that and this one this and communion wahala and all kinds of things. All right? And he's dealt with all of that. And then he comes to say that in the midst of all the rebukes and in the midst of all the corrections, do not dampen the Spirit. To the one who stole, to the one who did this, to the one who did that, to the one who did that, still I want you to know that there is a place for you in the manifestation of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Come on, are we together in this place now? So he says that follow after love. Be love led. And don't just be walking in love. But also have a craving. The word desire means covet. To covet. Hallelujah. I think we have a song that has covet inside, right? What song is that? Yeah, yeah. So where is the covet? As we covet all of his flowings. It means that you know, you are jealous of it. Now this one is talking about jealousy in the right context. Coveting the gift. You're walking on social media and you see somebody pray for somebody, the person got out of the wheelchair. And now what is in your mind is that, is this real? what kind of coveting is that? I mean, I remember those days, I see Pastor Chris pray for the sick, but Pastor Benny Hinn will pray for the sick and they are healed and they are sharing the testimony. I'm crying. I'm watching TV. I'm just, you know, so glad and so wild. I was in primary school, and every Friday we moved to the village to go and see grandma every Friday. But those days, after school, you will come meet Pastor Chris on TV3, Atmosphere for Miracles. I will watch that. Sometimes my brother will leave, and I'll watch that, and I'll go and get a car. It's not like I have my own transportation. But I'll be quite damn it. I'll watch him and you know, pastor, this person couldn't see, and then say, mama, come, and you know, and every Friday, I never missed it. Hallelujah.
Praise.
There's something about it. It's called coveting. Hallelujah. Being so glad when you see the gift of the Spirit in manifestation. Hallelujah.
Praise
the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The pastor is praying for the sick. You are sitting down. You are reading Bible. What are you looking for? It means that you don't encourage the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You don't encourage the things of the Spirit. Every day you are busy. Every day you are busy. Every day you are tired. Every day you are tired. You don't fan to flame the things of the Spirit. Listen, the gift of the Spirit is such a way that the more you think about it, the more you are awakened to it. You see, if you've not been thinking about it and you get to a place and you just want to manifest it, it will be very difficult. It will be very difficult. So Paul says that desire spiritual gifts. Desire. And you see, the word desire in there is that same word used when there's a case in the Bible, Amnon and his sister, what's the name, Tamar or something. And the Bible says that this guy was so much in love with her sister that he became sick. He was crushing on the sister till he became sick. He couldn't eat. That is the word desire. He wanted to sleep with the sister that he couldn't even eat. So obsessed with the sister. And that's the word here. Desire. It means be obsessed with the things of the Spirit. Come on. Be obsessed with the things of the Spirit. Don't be lady, gentleman around the things of the Spirit. They say glory because you're looking at your white heels. You can't jump. Say, today I came in my white jeans. How much did you buy that? 25 cedis. Say,
I encourage
the things of the Spirit.
The things of the Spirit.
Come on, say it again.
I encourage.
Oh no, you are not encouraging. You are saying it. Say, I encourage the things of the Spirit.
The things of the Spirit.
One more time. I encourage
the things of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
The
Bible says Jesus sent his disciples, go ye into the communities and pray for the sick and preach the gospel, telling them that the kingdom of God is at hand. They went in there, casted demons, disciplined the devil, healed the sick and all of that. And then they came back and they told Jesus, the Lord, your name is such a mighty name. And Jesus says, what happened? I said, demons, Lord, demons. And you know, the Jews, their major problem was demons. Because see, they couldn't cast demons out. They said, demons, Lord. And the Bible said they were joyful. Demons were running. When we called on your name and we preached, the sick were healed.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible said, Jesus says, do not rejoice at these things, but rather rejoice that your name is written in the book of life. Then the Bible says, and Jesus turned. The word turned means he. Then the Bible says, glory! Then he rejoiced in his spirit. Even the Lord. We say glory.
Glory. Can you shout glory?
Some people to go, glory. What's going to happen? You will not be able to manage. You will be sick and we'll come and pray for you. Why? Because you don't encourage the things of the Spirit. Your mind has to be on it. Hallelujah. The things of the Spirit. Your mind has to be on it. You have to make your mind. You have to psych yourself to be thrilled by the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now someone says, what if I don't feel like it? Do you think that when we started praying in tongues, we felt like praying in tongues? No. There are times people pray in tongues for the first time and they think that it was a joke. Because there was no drama. You see, you have to understand that when it comes to the gift of the Spirit, you have a role to play in the sense that you take the first step. You will not, in fact, I want to say that again,
It's not all the healing. In fact, about 99% of the healings and the other manifestation of the spirit that happened, human beings, God's people, take the step. And then the spirit comes in. So you read Acts chapter 2 and the Bible says, and they began to speak in tongues. And they began to speak in tongues as the spirit gave them the utterance. Then the Bible talks about you prophesying. Not the spirit prophesying through you. You prophesying. But you prophesy by the spirit. So you do it by the spirit. Now, so if you're going to wait for the spirit to do it, it will never happen. Check all those people that say that it's a gift of God. If you give me, you give me. It doesn't work like that. You'll not just be there, you're praying in tongues. No. No. That would be the working of miracles. No. So you have a role that you play in the manifestation of the spirit. And you see, the out of the gifts, the one that you think about the most is the one you are going to have a proclivity towards. Hallelujah. Yeah. So if you are so much thrilled about prophecy. For me, I don't know, maybe because of Ghana prophet, prophecy is not really like that forensic prophecy. You are wearing blue pants and all of that. It doesn't concern me. No, it doesn't concern me. No, it doesn't concern me. Once in a while, I'm thrilled by it. I'm like, hey, wow, child, that's amazing. Right. It'll be nice. It must be nice. You know. Calling the name of somebody you don't know and, you know, saying all kinds of things and the person is saying true and they are crying and all of that. Yeah, it must be nice. But when we are done, where do we go to? You know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. So that's there. It's fine. Once in a while, I mean, you know, you love it. But I'm thrilled about the power gifts. Yeah, I'm thrilled about the power gifts. Thrilled about the power gifts. Laying hands on the sick and they are healed and, you know, with the gift of faith, doing crazy things. Hallelujah. Yeah. Those are my thrills. So you can pick a particular gift and then set your mind on it. When we're down with the USM, I think the next day somebody texted me that I went to try the thing. I began. Hallelujah. It's very important. Set your mind on that. You see somebody who is sick and then you are there. You say, hey, Kofo Breu. How in the world are you going to manifest that? Somebody, what if I go and pray? It doesn't work. How many of you have asked those questions before? What if it doesn't work? What if it works? Some of us, we even have testimonies that it never worked. I remember somebody told me that somebody died at a hospital and he wanted to raise the person from the dead. And he looks at the person lying down. And he looks at the surroundings. Say, I'm going to gym up and come in the spirit. There's a man I know, he's raised more than 24 people from the dead. And counting. His name is Andrew Womack. And he does it so effortlessly. Yeah. He raises people from the dead like that. In the missions, I went to see that day and we're having a conversation and he was telling me, he mentioned the name of a place. We're talking about missions here and there and all of that. And he spoke to me about a place where they went and then he rose the dead. I said, hey, Papa, I've never heard this testimony. I said, because you were not born. Praise the name of the Lord. And he was saying it without any, you know, it was a passing statement. I had to say that I've not heard this one. Think about it. Somebody died. Another person brought a person back to life. And then you are saying what? A Kofo Breu. So when is your own going to be manifested? You know that one is called the working of miracles. Yeah, to bring the dead back to life. It's called the working of miracles. In fact, the English is not just working of miracles. It's called the operations of power. The operations of power. Laying hands and somebody goes down under the power is working of miracles. Hallelujah. Are you ready over there? Take it. And people are all over the place. It's working of miracles. It's called the operations of power. It's like power demonstrating itself in an unconventional way. Hallelujah. Jesus telling the fig tree, you from this day, you are not going to bear fruit again. Die. And then the next day they go and it's dead. It's working of miracles. Hallelujah. The operations of power. Hallelujah. Praise God. A man of God's what's the name of that thing? There's this bolt in a car that, I mean around the tie that holds the tie. Daddy goes for a meeting and then he comes home and he got to the house and then the tie fell off. He has driven for like 4 hours. And if you sat in that man's car, I am an apprentice when it comes to speed. And he go home and then the tie itself. So he said, oh, let me check. Where did they fall? It's gone long time ago. Hallelujah. So we have to understand that, you know, we have the Spirit and the Spirit is not dormant. The Spirit is not redundant. The Spirit comes with operations. And when we understand it, we desire it. Yes, come on. We desire it. We desire to see. Hallelujah. We desire to see the outburst of the Spirit. We desire to see the manifestations of the Spirit. We desire to see the wonderful flowings of the Holy Ghost. We desire to see the extreme operations of the Spirit in our day and in our time. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we desire to see the day that God is raising people in schools, God is raising people in families, God is raising people in workplaces that will manifest the Spirit even in their secular jobs. Hallelujah. It's not when we come to church. And in fact, if you check through the Bible, the manifestation of the Spirit is majority of it doesn't happen in church. It's for us to live by. It's for us to live by. I was reading this testimony of a lady who was at the hospital, gave birth, and then they said the baby is dead. And another lady too, who is a Christian, had gone there, I mean, and the child is sick and what have you, and is at the hospital. And so he was closer to the lady. So the lady gets the baby. The one who gave her said, give me my baby. My baby cannot die. Then she started praying and crying and praying and crying. And the lady, it was the other lady that was sharing the testimony. Not even the lady herself. And she said that the lady kept praying. Then suddenly the lady switched to tongues. He said, all the while, the lady was just praying. Father, you know my covenant with you. Oh God, dear Ben, saying all things and quoting scripture here and there. And then he said, the lady gave a deep sigh and started praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. And then the other lady said, he was sitting there and he asked himself, so why am I sitting down? And a fellow Christian, then he also left the child and went in there. And the child came back to life. Hallelujah. Concerning the things of the Spirit, do not be ignorant. If this lady did not know the possibility of bringing a dead child back to life, he would have buried the child. Potentials would have been gone. Whatever that child would be, he would never be able to do it. Hallelujah. Say,
I believe
in the Spirit. Glory to God. Come on, one more time. Say,
I believe
in the Spirit.
In the Spirit.
I believe in the manifestation
of the Spirit.
I believe in the operations
of the Spirit.
I believe in the gift
of the Spirit
concerning the things of the Spirit. I am not ignorant.
I encourage
the things of the Spirit. I encourage the things of the Spirit. Glory.
Sit down for 2 minutes. So concerning the things of the Spirit, do not be ignorant. Hallelujah. Earnestly desire. Earnestly covet. Let your heart be on it. Hallelujah. Learn how to prophesy. Learn to prophesy. Hallelujah. Learn to prophesy. Most often than not, you think prophecy is just about telling somebody something in the future. No, that's just one aspect. There's something we call forth-telling. Telling forth the mind of God. Start it. And so what if I prophesy and it's not like that? You can never get it wrong if you are forth-telling and you know the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can start by prophesying to yourself. You get up in the morning, you say, victory. Victory, victory, victory. Victory in the name of the Lord. Victory. Victory, victory, victory in the name of the Lord. Victory. Victory, victory in the name of the Lord. Victory. Victory, victory in the name of the Lord. Victory. Victory in the name of the Lord. I'm born for victory. I'm born for victory. Every step of mine announces victory. Announce a victory. Victory. What are you doing? You're prophesying already. Victory, 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 victory. May as to that you're praying in tongues and then you are prophesying and then you're prophesying. And as you keep talking, then you will hear the Lord by the Lord and Himself by the Lord, by the Lord, by the Lord. The Lord will work in you mighty things. What are you doing? You're prophesying already. You're prophesying already. You're prophesying. You're prophesying already concerning the things of the Spirit. Do not be ignorant. It's in you. You can manifest it. Said, I'm not ordinary. I'm a man of the Spirit. Come on. I'm a man of the Spirit. Come on. Say, I'm a man of the Spirit. All the ladies, say, I'm a lady of God. Come on. Say, I'm a lady of God. All the guys, shout, I'm a man of God. I'm a man of God. Come on, everybody. I'm a man of the Spirit. Come on. I'm a man of the Spirit. 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 Kobalaba Satalabahaya. Kobalaba Saya. On the frequencies of the Holy Ghost. On the wavelengths of the Spirit. On the wavelength of the Spirit. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will get visions. Visions of the Spirit. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Dreams of the Holy Ghost. Dreams of the Holy Ghost. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Promptings of the Spirit. Promptings of the Spirit. Promptings of the Kobashaya. Legos Kapata. Legos Sabaya. Rebe Shabala Katalabosha. Ibalu Kabate Levesubaha. Rebe Shabahata Saya. Come on, lift up your voice, somebody. Shabala Gavadabaha. Shakatala Basukaba. Kelebo Shabala Gadia.
Spirit, spirit, spirit. Spirit, 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 spirit.
Spirit, spirit, spirit. Ay, 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 ay. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, Zivu Rabaha. Hey, Shavakatala Bahaya. Hey, Mondolo Boroba Shaka Bahaya. Oh, Ligabazo Bahatasaya. Hey, Mandala Bahaya Bazaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory to God. Say, I believe in prophecy. Ah! I believe in prophecy. One more time. I believe in prophecy. I believe in prophecy. I believe in prophecy. Oh, say the words of God. They fill my spirit and they fill my mouth. Say, when I speak the words of God by the Spirit. Oh, Shevahiah, say utterances of the Spirit, utterances by the Spirit, utterances of the Spirit, utterances, oh, by the Spirit. Glory to God. Shabalagavase Kobahaya. Woo, hallelujah. Hiya, ya, ya, glory to God. You may be seated for a minute. Oh, glory. Glory. 2 Samuel 23. 2 Samuel 23. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. 23. He says, now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. Hallelujah. What a description of a man. He says, this is the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob. Hallelujah. And the sweet psalmist of Israel. Look at what he says. Look at what David says. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me. Oh my God. This week somebody's going to say that. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me. The Holy Ghost let out his words out of my mouth. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me. Who am I talking to? Moshavahataya. Kibalabahaya. In that interview, the Spirit of the Lord. In that workplace, Kobaya, it looks like a difficult question. The Spirit of the Lord, he will let out his words. You will open your mouth and the Holy Ghost will let out his words. He will let out his words. The Spirit of the Lord, Maya Kabashava, oh Rabashakataya, hey, ya, 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 ha, 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 ha. Whose testimony is this? The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me. I didn't talk out of the flesh. That I am manakateya, a rebo sabahaya, liga vasaya, a rado sabaha telebego sabahaya. Hallelujah. David, the man that God raised on high, the anointed one of Jacob, he said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. Sit down, let me handle something. David says, the Spirit of the Lord speak by me, and his word, the word of God, was on my tongue. In other words, prophecy by the Spirit is the word. It's the word of God. Let me tell you, you get up in the morning and you go like, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking by you. The greater one is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Let me tell you something. You'll be saying that for a couple of times over, repeating. Then you will hear, the greater one is in me. Greater is he that is in me than all the powers of the world. Now, that one is not in the Bible, but the Holy Ghost is bringing a certain understanding. Then you go, greater is he that is in me than all the force in the world. Then suddenly you begin to feel that the current of the Spirit, the greater one lives in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then you go, I am of God and I have overcome the world. Kobaya, I am of God. I am of God. I am of God. Maya kana tuataya. Ebeketobaya. Kuba tenini totapata. Telekotaya. I am of God. Imosebetele patosta bataya. I am of God and I have overcome the world. What are you doing? The Spirit of the Lord is speaking by you, and his word is on your tongue. The Spirit of the Lord is you begin to go, but the anointing which I have received abideth in me. It goeth nowhere. I'm the anointing of the Lord. I still got the anointing. It's still burning. He gave it to me. And then you begin to hear the Lord, to the nations, have I sent you to the nations to heal, to deliver, to bless, to change, to transform. And that becomes, oh Sabaya, the Spirit of the Lord speak by me, and his words was found in my mouth. In this week, the words of God, the words by the Spirit, they are coming out of your mouth. This week and beyond, you are going to speak the words of God. You are going to speak the words of God to every situation. I hear in my spirit that the stone, that which has been a stone and has been that difficult situation, is being shattered by the word this week. As I am Messiah, Labara Messiah, Leko Basaba, Eredobo Sabahaya, Erebo Sabahaya. Sabahaya, I am raising fathers who speak by the Spirit. I am raising mothers who speak by the Spirit, that will say over their family, I and the family that the Lord has given me, we are for signs and we are for wonders. I am raising senior brothers. I am raising junior brothers who take the lead and speak by the Spirit over the family. Sabahaya, Ketalabahaya, Lebahaya, that no embargo can be placed on this family as long as a man of the Spirit abides in this family. Kubaya, I hear in my spirit to tell somebody, you are not going to
join those who complain. Kabaya, the spirit will speak by you. The spirit, Ayaba Sabaya, and the Holy Ghost is coming upon somebody greatly, and you are going to begin to prophesy. You will prophesy. You will prophesy. You will prophesy. It is done. You will prophesy. It will not be wrong. You will prophesy. You will change things. You will change. Hey, hey, Kabataya, Shabalaba Katalaba Talaba Kata, Rebasa, Rebate, Monemeko Tabale Kataya. Come on, lift up your voice. Messiah Kataya.
The Spirit of the Lord speak by me, and His word is found in my tongue. The Spirit of the Lord speak by me, and His word was found in my tongue. The Spirit of the Lord speak by me, and His word was found in my tongue. The Spirit of the Lord speak by me, and His word was found in my tongue. The Spigibo, Beskebabo, 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 Palakataya, Hirapaya. Let the rock shatter. Let the rock shatter. Let the rocks shatter. Let the rocks break into pieces. Let there be water out of the flint rock. Sebakataya, lekataya, evetenemekata, tolabakate, eskopataya, erebete lebregede, larabatiye, enremosaba. Let hopeless situation begin to amend. Let it begin to amend by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power. Hey Abasaya, hey Redebe, Larebo, Laraba, Labire, Lebarada, Sapakate, Erek op Atskeskabaya, Sabalaga Vere de Bosa, Labarabatene, oh Basaya.
Hallelujah. Oh, Shabbat. Say, I speak by the Holy Ghost. Come on. Are you here with me? Say, I speak by the Holy Ghost. One more time. I speak by the Holy Ghost. Ayaba Shabbat. I speak by the Holy Ghost. Say, the word is found on my tongue. Hey, Masabahatas. Erebo Shabbataya. Libaros Katina Messiah.
Hey, I'm changing things from here. I'm changing things from here. Glory to God. I'm changing things. I'm settling matters from here. Ayadabo Sabaha. Rebe Sabaha. Kubo Sabaha. Kebelebegadabahaya. By the Spirit. Come on. By the Spirit. Speak forth. Speak forth by the Spirit. Speak forth by the Spirit. Speak forth by the Spirit. Kubara siete lerabasakataya.
Oh Rabasaya. Hey Kobabaya. Ketelebesaya. Oh Labaya. Oh Shababaya. Legedelebesaya. Oh Bashafataya. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh Messiah. Oh Kabaya. Shevelevekada. Rekatelebo Shavaha. Rekataya. Oh my. Shevahi. Melebregados. Falakatea. Oh. Shabahaya. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Sit down for 2 minutes.
Say, I speak by the Spirit.
One more time. Say, I speak by the Spirit.
I'm a man of the Spirit.
I'm a man of the spirit. I was with a lady and a family member, and we saw some young girls dressed and they were taking shisha. And the lady said, "Hey, this generation, then imagine what our children will be." Then I said, "No, no. You know why? I'm a man of the spirit. My children conform to the tenet of God. I'm a man of the spirit. I'm a man of the spirit. I speak by the spirit. For the word of God is found on my mouth." Come on, Messiah. I speak by the spirit. I speak by the spirit. And the spirit speaks by me. Oh, glory to God. Sit down. Let's try and wrap up. Next month, by God's grace, I'll explain this scripture to you very well. When David says, "The spirit spoke by me." The spirit spoke by me. You know, the actual meaning is, how many of you have been shocked by electricity before? So David is saying that, "I'm a man of God, I'm a man of the spirit, to the point that I get prompted by the spirit and I begin to unleash the words of the spirit." Glory to God.
Glory.
I mean, like, you're sitting with somebody, you're discussing, you're talking about something. The person goes like, "Thank you, Holy Spirit of God." And you go like, "What's happened?" Said, "The Lord just spoke to me. The Spirit spake by me." Glory to God. Tell somebody, don't joke with movements with me. Come on, say, "Don't joke with movements with me." Come on, one more time. Say, "Don't joke with moments with me. The Spirit speaks by me." Glory to God. Hey, hey. Glory to God. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, hey, hey. Glory. Ayanabo Sabahai. Sit down. Now, I want you to understand what David means in Samuel when he says, "And his word was in my tongue." This is the latter part of his ministry. And he's looking back. And he says, "The Spirit of the Lord speak by me. And his word was on my tongue." Let's go to Jeremiah. Let me show you what that word means. Jeremiah. Let's begin from, let's begin from verse 4. What I'm looking for is somewhere around 9 or so. "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Next verse. "Then I said, Ah, ah, Lord, behold, I cannot speak. I can't speak, for I'm a child." God says, Say not unto me. But the Lord said, "Say not, I'm a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send you. And whatsoever I command you, thou shalt speak." I'm teaching on spiritual gift. I would have used this scripture for something else. "Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord." 9. So God says, "I'm sending you. You're going to prophesy to the nations. And then Jeremiah goes like, I can't. Why can't you? He says, I'm a child. No, no, no. God says, don't tell me you're a child. You're not a child. And then this and this and that is what is going to happen with you. The guy says, I'm a child. Then God says, listen. He says, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. I have put my words in thy mouth. How many years is Jeremiah going to be alive to speak? And God says, all the words for your entire ministry is in your mouth. That's what he's telling the guy. I mean, if you tell me that, oh, I've given you a word, go and say it to Prissy, I can go and do that. But if you tell me that all the assignment I've given you, I've put the words of the assignment in your mouth. That's serious. Do you know what I want to tell you? I just want to make a simple statement that the words of the future, they are not in the future. The words of the future, they are in your mouth. The words of the now, they are in your mouth. So he tells the guy, he says, I've put my words in your mouth. I've put the words of tomorrow in your mouth. I've put the words of 10 years in your mouth. I've put the words of 20 years in your mouth. I've put the words of 50 years in your mouth. Up until the time you are checking out of this world, all the words are in your mouth. So the other day, Jesus asked the disciples, will you also go? And Peter says, to whom shall we go? It is you who have the words of eternal life. I'm speaking to you. 10 years from now, you can talk, you can release the words now. 20 years from now. So you can't have a boring spiritual life. Glory. Sometimes you can go, Holy Ghost, let's go 10 years from now. And then you begin to speak in tongues. And you see the words coming out of your mouth. It will just come out of your mouth. Let me tell you. So there are times you will say something. You have said it. You didn't even know that you prophesied. 5 years, 2 years, then you see the words of your life are in your mouth. And that's why constant fellowship with God, the more you fellowship with God, the more your words align with your future. The more your words, I speak right. Come on, say it. I speak right. I speak right. I speak right. Sit down for 2 seconds. Let me. So he says, I have put my words in your mouth. Your future, your now. From the day that you receive the calling, the words of the calling are implanted in your mouth. And see, my mouth is a treasure of my life. Come on, my mouth is the treasure of my life. Come on, yeah, it's the treasure of my life. That's why I'm not going to tell somebody, Charlie, I'm a fool. No, my mouth is the treasure of my mouth. Come on, my life, the treasure of my life is in my mouth. Come on here. So I'm not going to speak down on myself because I know there are things that I put in my mouth. So the Spirit of God, speak by me. The Spirit of the Lord, speak by me. So hold on. David is saying, I look back and I look at all the things that has happened. I'm like, wow, this is exactly the things the Spirit of God spoke by me and his word that was on my mouth. Come on. By the time we are checking out of this world and we look back, we will not regret. We will say, wow, these are the things we are saying in church 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and we are in that big auditorium and we are all over the world. We will look back and say, wow, so all the things we are saying, they were part of the deal. Somebody say, I have the future. I have the future. I have the future. I have the future in my mouth. I have the future. I have the future in my mouth.
Glory to God.
So listen. You will look back and say, I said all these things. I said all these things. His words are in my mouth. Hey. It may not look like it, but I tell you, the future is in your mouth. Come on, do something with it. It's in your mouth. It's in your mouth. So the other day, the Lord said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Oh, that thou may observe to do all that is written therein. Oh, Masakapaya. And in doing so, you will have your way prosperous. Oh, and you will succeed in all your ways. Your words are filled with prophecies. Your mouth is filled with prophecies. Your words are filled with prophecies. Your words, they are filled with prophecies. Kobalabasaya katalabahaya. I prophesy by the Spirit. Come on, I prophesy by the Spirit. 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 By the Spirit. Sit down. Let's have a decent service. The Spirit of the Lord speak by me, and his word was in my mouth. His word, the Spirit of the Lord speak by me, and his word was in my mouth. His word was in my tongue. Despise not prophesying. Why? In prophecy, the future is in your mouth. In prophecy, the now is in your mouth. Glory to God. You can say, I'm going to be an amazing man of God. Ooh, glory to God. I'm going to be an amazing man of God. Hey! Whoa, glory to God. I'm taking people out of wheelchairs. I'm laying hands on people on stretchers. I'm laying hands on people who are diabetic. I'm an amazing man of God. Hey, glory to God. Shalabagava. And not just that alone. I'm raising solid people for the Lord. Solid soldiers for the Lord. Glory to God. Maybe you're here. You don't even think that you can preach. Just say, I'm a good preacher. Glory, I'm a good preacher. The Spirit of the Lord speak by me, and his word was on my tongue. I'm not a failure in this Christian life. No. I'm not a failure in this Christian life. No. 1,000 times no. 1,000 times no. I'm a man of God. I'm a lady of God. I'm moved by the Spirit. I'm ministered by the Spirit. Come on, by the Spirit. Glory to God. See, the Bible said, these things we speak. These things in 1 Corinthians 2 says, these things we speak, not in words that man's wisdom teacheth, but in words which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Kabaya. There are words that will come out of your mouth, and somebody will look at your life and say, hey, you there, you can't talk anyhow. I'm not talking any. The words that I'm speaking cannot be taught by man's wisdom. It can't be taught by man's wisdom. Hallelujah. No, it cannot be taught. Man can only teach you about the past. And that's why most of our academic books are all in the past. But there is a spirit in man.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hey, 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 glory. Glory to God. I speak by the Spirit.
Are you here with me? Sit down, sit down. Let me try. Let's wrap up. Let's wrap up. Let's wrap up. You are making a lot of noise. Let's wrap up. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So you can prophesy to yourselves.
Yes, sir.
Next month, I'm going to begin that with you.
Yes, sir.
To prophesy to yourselves.
Yes, sir.
That's the man of God. But what if no word is coming? Hey, no, no, no. No, no. By the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. You just go. You just talk it. Hallelujah. No, do you know you can look at someone and say, the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. And it's by the Spirit. Glory to God. Yeah. You go say, the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. I'm going to raise some crazy, 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 crazy people. Hallelujah. Yeah. President. No, imagine you were a soul. And then somebody meets you in town. And the person goes, the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. What are you going to do? Hallelujah. Yeah. The Spirit speak by me. And his word was in my tongue. That was the location of his word. As I prophesy, his word was in my tongue. So the Bible, let's come back to this. Let me wrap up. The Bible says, despise not prophesying. Now, go there. Let me show you something and then I think I can be out of your way. The Bible didn't say, despise not prophecies. Okay? And that doesn't mean that I despise it, but I'm doing some technical workout here. He didn't say despise not prophecies. If he had said so, then it means that when somebody prophesied to you, don't despise it. So when you say despise not prophesying, it means that don't stop prophesying. Don't, you know, don't hold in contempt. Don't reduce to nothing your ability to prophesy. This scripture, meet me next year in Amor Camp. Yay! This particular scripture. You remember the theme? You got it? Yeah. Despise not prophesying. Don't stop yourself from prophesying. Don't. Now someone say, but me, I don't prophesy. No, he's telling the whole church that everybody in the church should not stop prophesying. So you cannot be there 1 week. You've not said something over your life. A whole week. My ladies, that's how I tell you. I'm going to have a meeting with ladies alone who say things. That's why you can't say that you are a mood swing human being. You are there, you don't, this is what the Bible, does this look, do you think this looks like somebody with a mood swing? No. Don't stop prophesying. Speak 10 years from, 5 years from now. Hallelujah. A brother told me that, Minya, I went to the park to pray and God told me the name of my firstborn should be called Michael. I said, wow. Now, he was not married. He was in a relationship. And I said, that means you're going to give birth to a boy. He said, yes. I said, hey. That's amazing. This guy got married. And then the wife was pregnant. And he has not done the scan. He's gone to buy things for boys. Yeah. I said, oh, at least go and check. He said, no, I've checked already. I'm going to spend money. I've checked already. I'm going to spend money. Michael is coming. Yeah. And the wife gave birth and Michael came. He was praying. And you know, the beautiful thing is that he told me before he got married. So it wasn't like the lady was pregnant. No, he says, God said, he said, I was just having a fun time with God. He went to the park. He was praying. He was not even praying about marriage or children. Then he said, I heard God clearly. He says that your firstborn shall be called Michael. Right? I said, hey, that means I'm going to give birth to a boy. Say yes. And Michael is alive today. Despise not prophesying. Don't. Hallelujah. Prophesy early morning to work. Prophesy when you are in the car. Prophesy. Don't stop prophesying. Hallelujah. You guess I'm going somewhere. Yeah, you just go. I'm going somewhere. By the power of God, I'm going somewhere. And you see, and you say that one word, that then you hear the Spirit of God comes, and then I'm unstoppable. And then you hear the Holy Ghost say again, I walk over mountains. I leap over walls. Maya Korte Lebosaya. Glory to God. Despise not prophesying. Hallelujah. It was a meeting, it was a conference, and I heard a lady who were praying, and the lady was standing by my side, and we were praying. Then I heard the lady say that, I will not die like my mother. That was solid. I don't know whatever God told, the mother is dead, but I don't know what God told her, or I don't know what Satan told her, but he just prayed. Then he goes, I will not die like my mother. Then she continued praying in tongues, and I don't know if It was tongues that I received the interpretation or what, because it didn't even look like he was attacking anything. She says, I will not die like my mother. You can't be praying in tongues and be prophesying and things will happen to you, don't know. No, you might have said them in prayer. You will say, so Paul said in 1 Corinthians, let him who prays in tongues also pray that he may interpret. He may interpret. He will bring the revelation of what he's saying to bear. We are a spiritual people. Come on. I say, we are a spiritual people. We are a spiritual people. Now, sit down. Let's finish this. It says, despise not prophesying. Despise not. Put a different version there. Different version. Let's try and wrap up. I want to meet you next week. And you have filled your week with prophecies. Hallelujah. Impregnate your week with prophecies. Hallelujah. So I don't know what is happening. And it's like every day I'm praying, I'm going down. I'm down. No. He says that, and don't stifle prophesying. Don't strangulate it. Don't make it difficult for the prophecies to be released from you. Hallelujah.
Praise the
name of the Lord. You know that if I tell you right now, all of you prophesy, you shouldn't think. You shouldn't think. No, it's like we all say glory, then everybody's running, then you see about four people. Now, after we are done, they are now getting up. No. It's a quick response.
Yes, sir.
So if they begin to prophesy, don't go, No. Tell somebody quick response.
Quick response.
Don't be there and closing your eye and no. Quick response. That we don't close our eye and prophesy.
Okay.
No, it's quick response. Quick response. It's like you're just at a place and somebody goes, somebody's just collapsing. It's not the time you go and. No. And we too. Kamaya! Hey! It's a quick response. Hallelujah. You know what I mean? You don't. Okay, please give me. It won't work. Quick response. You throw yourself. Koopa! Hey! And you see the person who just shake and just. After that, then you can ask of all of that. Quick response. Hallelujah. Yeah, quick response. Many years ago, I heard Pastor Chris share a testimony that there was this woman whose child or something was running away, and the child was running away. And the woman could not outrun the child. The child was going mad or something, living. Then he said, the woman said, "In the name of Jesus, stop!" And then you know what we say? Stay. Be like that. Change your style. He said, "In the name of Jesus, stop!" And the child stood until she walked. She stopped running and walked and brought the child back home. Hallelujah. There's something in our mouth. We are people of the Spirit. I said, we are people of the Spirit. 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 Be standing with me. Be standing, everybody. Let's try and close. Hallelujah. Just be thinking about the Lord and begin to speak over your life. Hallelujah. Just think about the Lord and begin to prophesy over your life. Just prophesy over your life. Prophesy over your life. Prophesy over your life. I don't know what you want to say in the word, but say something. Say something over your life. Say something. Come on. The Spirit speaking by you. Let the Holy Ghost speak by you right now. Come on. I'm firm in the Lord. I'm firm in the Lord. I'm firm in the Lord. I'm unmovable. I abound in the work of the Lord. I abound. I abound in the work of the Lord. I abound in the work of the Lord. I abound. I abound. I abound. I abound. Kobalabaya. Shabahaya. I quit like men. I quit like men. Shabahaya. Like mighty men. Kobahaya. I stand. I stand strong. Mashikitaya. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let the Spirit speak by you. 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 Oh, glory to God. I'm a center for all goodness. I'm a center for good things. I'm a center for good things. I attract good things. I attract good things. I attract good things. I attract good things in the name of Jesus. I attract good things. 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 Masheketaya. Felegredes kapaya. I'm favored of the Lord. I'm favored of the Lord. I'm favored of the Lord. Maya Kido Bashe Kabaya. Come on, speak over your life. Speak over your life. Speak over your life. Speak over your life. Sala Bagede Bahaya. Shabala Gadala Basaya. Oh, Legra Degos Kirigedo Brage Basaya. Shala Brageda Saya. Oh, glory to God. 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 I'm 1,001. 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 Oh, Mahaya. Shevalia. Eremendo Bariketo Labra Gida Lavasai. Oh, Lega Badi Golo Bogo Dole Gigada Gida Dada Boga Diga Daga Daba. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ayabadaba. Come on, prophesy. Prophesy over your life in the next 2 minutes.
trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawum, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Kobaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.